This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1 o'clock hour. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We talked with Nate Taylor from ESPN earlier today about the breaking news earlier, which was Rashee Rice going to have a disciplinary hearing September 30th. That means he'll be available the first 4 weeks at minimum, maybe even more of the season. If you missed our conversation with Nate, we'll bring that back to you in about 30 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's get back into just that news today. And I know I feel a little bit better about the length of suspension than I was thinking once Nate talked to us, because
says that this is Rashee Rice's move.
He said this is what Rashee Rice wanted, because at first I said, oh, no, this is not good. Roger Goodell wants to sit down and all this. This is not good. Maybe the suspension could end up being more than the 4 to 6 range. And I guess it still could. But it's talked me off the ledge a little bit, because I was worried that this is bad news in terms of the suspension length. I think it is good news schedule-wise, because let's be real. You got a divisional Chargers game. You've got an Eagles, I know it's NFC, but it's still a big game, okay, and it's tone setter. And yes, the Giants are mixed in there, but then you have Baltimore, another team you could be competing for one of the top seeds with, whether it's number one, number two seed in the AFC. You get to get this offense rolling. For the first time, we might see Rice, Worthy, and Brown week one. We haven't seen that ever.
That's exciting for the reasons of, like, we'll finally get a preview of what the Chiefs will look like, and it is a difficult part of the schedule. But I just feel like that's making the whole season hinky. Kind of what I was going to prefer was Rice has gone the first 4 to 6 games, and then you have the rest of the season.
I wanted it to be over.
And get yourself in position before January, February. This feels like it makes getting yourself up to speed, fully healthy, because then you got to, like, when Rice is gone, you got to avoid any other injury. You may never be back at full capacity besides these 4 games. Might have this big chunk of the season. In the middle, see, here's the thing, Gold. The beginning of the season, more likely to be healthy. No games, nothing like that. Which means easier to have Worthy and Hollywood and Juju and Thornton, whoever, all available to you. The chances of somebody being hurt when Rice is gone, if they're week 5 through 11, more likely.
Yeah, now the other 100% with you. I mean, no doubt, especially with Hollywood. I will say, though, if you're looking for what could also change, is there a better chance Jalen Royals can contribute by week 8 than week 1? Yes, we would all agree on that. So now, to what extent, I don't know. But Jalen Royals,
the last 2 wide receivers worked really well after week 8. But, you know, it's
Jalen Royals is a later draft pick than both Worthy and Rice. But I just mean, as in Royals week 1, counting on him to do much is, you know. But by week 8, could he fill a void? And I still think the comp for Royals is Rashee Rice. Like, big picture, long term, that's who hopefully he can turn out to be, that type of receiver. I'm not saying he's going to have the same production, but, like, that type of receiver.
I was surprised. Again, we'll play part of the interview. My initial instinct on this is, like, why the hell would Andy want this? And if you're Andy and you have any influence over Rashee Rice, which certainly you do in this situation, I'd be like, hey, man, I need this over with so we can get to this. They obviously think Rashee Rice and his lawyers and the NFLPA's lawyers obviously think they can sit in front of a disciplinary hearing and make a case for why it shouldn't be as harsh as the NFL is genuinely considering. Like, let's just say the NFL is thinking 6 to 8. They think they can get in there and be like, here's why it should be 4. It is a traffic infraction. It is this, but I'm not. It's a traffic infraction. I was speeding. People do that. All those things are normal. The bodily injury causes it. And what I can't get past is I have to think the NFL is worried they got to come down hard because of the jail time part. That just looks different than all of these other suspensions they have handed out, especially recently. None of the other people we're talking about have done actual jail time. At some point, the NFL is going to have a perp walk. Maybe not that, but they're going to know Rashee Rice is heading to jail this weekend or just got back from jail this weekend or whatever the reporting is going to be. We'll know.
TMZ will have it or something.
Yeah. We'll know when Rashee Rice eventually has to serve that suspension. Look, Nate said maybe it's going to be maybe it'll be house arrest. He's got very good lawyers. Maybe it won't actually be in county or whatever. That's what Nate had said earlier. And so,
yeah, I don't know about that.
But there's part of me that wonders whether or not they feel like they got to come down hard. But delaying this, it just feels like I didn't want it hanging over the Chiefs' head the entire year. And the injury hung over their head last year. And it feels like this was a chance at a relatively normal season post the suspension. And now? Now that's not the case. I can make a couple of the nice arguments, like you said. Gives Royals more time to develop. Easily. Those first 4 games is the most difficult stretch of their entire schedule. So having Rashee Rice for that seems good.
913-586-7965. Someone from the 760 texted in and said, why didn't Rice serve a suspension while he was injured last year? He could have played.
I wish.
Well, the legal case wasn't resolved. The NFL was not going to suspend him until the civil suits and the criminal case were done. So yes, from a pure football case, yeah, every Chiefs fan, I'm sure, would have loved for the suspension to have already have happened last year. That was never going to happen.
If they could have just had 8 games while he sat on the IL.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on the injury reserve.
Yes, I'm that sure would have been feel. Incredible from a football-only perspective, but that was not a
Did we find out that deal, if so. He does, because you guys mentioned
he
like
he deserves to be suspended, by the way. Alex and I made that very
clear. I said 4 to 6 games.
Well, because earlier you guys mentioned the worst case scenario potentially is he gets hurt in one of those first 4 games, and then what happens? Do we find out at all if you can still serve that suspension while being hurt?
I thought you had to be active, meaning like you were available to be active, yeah, in order for a suspension to count. If you were on the IR, I could be off. We did not get clarification on this. I did not think you could serve a suspension. Let's say he got out for 2 months for an injury and then he was suspended for 6 games this year. I did not think those counted, but I could be way off.
Yeah.
Did somebody tweet that out?
I'm looking at the NFL rules. You suspended players are not eligible for the injured reserve. Let's see. Let me see if I can find it. Cause I don't trust AI overview. I just don't. It's so
someone saying a player for the Cowboys, Sam Williams, did it last year.
Yeah.
They were hurt and dealt with the suspension.
Yep. Okay. Just as long as it's not a season-long. Okay. You can't be on a season-long injury
like
list.
Like IR or whatever.
But you can just have a tight hamstring and service.
There you go. That's okay. IR. Gotcha.
So like if it's an IR, no. If it's an injury, yes. So like if he just twisted an ankle and had to serve, it'd actually be convenient timing. It would actually not be the worst case scenario.
I mean, because what I was thinking is, let's say theoretically something were to happen and he's out for 2 months, would that suspension carry into the postseason? Could that carry into the postseason potentially?
I don't think
the NFL's going to do that. Yeah. I don't think they would either, but
that was why I was curious, as if he was out with some sort of a bruise or whatever, and it was a couple weeks, you know?
Legitimately, that is the only thing I think could happen that Rashee Rice would have a legitimate complaint about. Even if you got 8 games, which I think
is high. Out for the playoffs or a playoff game?
Even if you got 8 games, which I think is, again, high. You fled the scene of an accident. You drove 120 miles an hour and you hurt people. So is what it is. You have to just, does it seem a little high? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Do I feel bad that that's the number of games? No, I don't. I don't think it should be quite that high, but, you know, whatever. Playoff games is when you should, like, if he got suspended for playoff games, that's when Chiefs fans and him and the team should have a real complaint.
Yeah, for sure.
And even though he's maybe trying to wait for this NFL hearing, right? He wanted to push it back.
Yeah, he wants to play week one.
I've never seen them do that. That just seems ludicrous. Why do you think he wants to play so much? What is this strong desire to, like, I got to get on the field now versus week 6?
He hasn't played since, you know.
Nate mentioned game check.
He hasn't played since week 4.
It would have been more than a calendar year. Yeah,
financially, I think the argument would be, we know he has this, $1 million settlement with in the civil suit. and he hasn't been getting any money in the offseason. And so is there a situation where he needs that to be able to satisfy the sure. suit? And so, I don't know, someone can go do the math. What are four game checks worth to him based on his salary? I don't know the answer. We can do the quick math if someone pulls up his salary.
For a second round rookie?
Yeah, if you go to SpotTrack, just look at his yearly salary and then obviously do the quick math. Like, my point is, that's, I think, what Nate was alluding to a little bit is, you know, do you get some money in the bank and help get this settlement?
You're not getting the check for that.
Get this settlement resolved. So that way, when you go to the NFL September 30th, you can say, hey, I satisfied the settlement. I've tried to make good with the victims on this as much as I can. I think you can use that to your advantage.
Some truth there.
In a hearing with the NFL, if you're able to financially take care of the, I think it's $1 million. That could be off. I thought it was $1 million settlement.
He makes $1 million this year.
Okay, so
his game obviously checks.
Obviously, he needs to have some other money.
$58,000, $50,000 maybe a game check. I don't know how the structure.
So he get
works.
Roughly $225K.
Yeah, he does get a $430,000. Well, his base is one. He gets a $430,000 signing bonus, but normally that would be prorated based on suspension. They wouldn't normally give you
signing bonus or roster bonus. Is it a signing bonus or roster?
Signing.
Okay.
So it just depends. You have to forfeit, depending on if you're suspended, sometimes you have to forfeit a portion of your signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they don't make him forfeit it in the beginning of the year, he gets the $430K and then starts making $58K. And some of it might just be the injury and all the other stuff. He wants to feel like he's playing football again, reestablish himself before the suspension.
He would like to get a nice contract extension at some point down the road. And so he needs
complicated.
You know, he needs to play. And those are big primetime games, too. You know, you're playing national game, YouTube, Friday night in Brazil. Everybody's watching. You go out and have a great game. Financially down the road, that can be good for you. You're playing the Eagles week two. It's not a primetime game, but it is a standalone window game, essentially, with Foxes having, you know, that'll be the Brady Burkhart. Drew a blank there. Yeah, Burkhart.
I almost said Olsen hits. Yeah, his job he stole.
I had to think for a second on that one. I was like,
it's going to be Tom Brady and
we'll
Greg
see.
Olsen.
We'll see how it plays. I think...
he's due for a contract after next year, correct?
Right, but this offseason, they could start talking about it.
And if I were the Chiefs,
I would not.
Here's the thing. Depends how the year goes. Chiefs have a history of this, Drew. The Chiefs signed Tyreek Hill to a below, before you were here, but they signed Tyreek Hill to a below market contract because he was in trouble. They took advantage of the fact that he got in trouble, crossed their fingers he wouldn't get in anymore, and got him on a below market deal. And so I'll be honest, because at its core, it is a traffic related problem, not some of the more, I think, character related things that would concern you.
Yeah. This
right, the Tyreek Hill one was a little more.
Of course. And this gets into the weird moral stuff. Like
because of their, I don't think they've ever had any kind of, I don't think the Chiefs signed people based on morality. Or draft people based on
a lot of NFL teams.
I don't think any team does. It's first and foremost, how long do they play the game of football? Then they go from there.
And so if you watch The Kingdom tonight, you'll see they talk about when Andy Reid picked up Michael Vick, who was coming out of jail at the time, right? And so I think because of that, if they thought this gave them an advantage to sign Rashee Rice, who at the time will need the money, could take a nice signing bonus, could settle up all of his court stuff, and get him below market value, I think they'd pay him. I think they'd happily pay him just as long as he is performing at the level he was at the beginning of last season.
And has no other issues.
So if he doesn't get in any kind of trouble, and he shows some premier level wide receiver ability this year, and he's one of the 25 or 30 best guys in the league, 20 best guys in the league, they'll happily pay him a below market deal if he'll take it.
And again, if we're talking what he was on pace for through four games, I mean, he was going to be he would have been top 10. I think I'm convinced he would have been top 10 based on how he
was
going.
Running through Rashee Rice.
Yeah,
it was,
and the way he's looked in preseason. I mean, he's getting thrown the ball. I wonder. Do you think he'll average double digit targets a game? Based on what we've seen in camp, I wonder if he actually gets close to the targets.
Yeah, I think target wise, yeah. Because he gets, 11 targets, seven catches, 11 targets, six catches, 11 targets, eight catches. Yeah, I could see something like that.
Now I'm going through the game logs because he might have been.
What was his target rate in the first 3 weeks last year?
Probably 10 targets a game. He had one game where it was like, he had one game where it was like five or six, but he had one where it was like 15. So it's probably a mix. I was just curious because like Drew said, I bet he would have been top 20 in the league. I think it would have been higher than that.
I think it 10.
I went and looked up Jamar Chase. He had more receiving yards through four games than Jamar Chase did, I think.
He would have been at least top 10. Because Gold's always had the number 1,400. 1,400 would have put him third.
Jamar Chase had like 190 yards through four games last year, and he led the league in receiving yardage.
Right? Correct. He had 1,700 something, and then Justin Jefferson had 1,500. Like, if 1,400 would have put Rashee Rice comfortably in third.
Yeah. I mean, he would have been top five for sure, top 10 for sure. He had 280. He was 10 yards shy of Jamar Chase after four games, and he did not finish the fourth game.
I wonder, does that mean, so, okay, let's say he, in the first four games and when he comes back, mm-hmm. and he's good in the playoffs, whatever the case is, mm-hmm. could, like, if the Chiefs kind of try to do something like Tyreek, it's like, hey, we're going to give you a number, but it's below market. Could Rashee come out and be like, nah, man, I was on pace for top five wide receiver money.
He
like,
can do whatever he wants. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's just, is but also, this is going to be someone that,
the Chiefs.
This is going to be someone that hasn't made a ton of money in the league that also just paid out $1 million.
A lot of money.
And if all of a sudden someone's throwing a, let's call it a $20 million signing bonus in front of you on a lesser deal, that's going to be intriguing,
sure.
too.
Sure.
He, without finishing that fourth game, was on pace for 1,225 yards.
That would have put him top five then, right? I think? Ish? I think fifth was around 1,200.
Okay, so he virtually top five. We can say, let's call it top five, even if he was six or seven. Yeah, let's call it top five. Yeah.
Still.
He was on pace to have a very nice season, and that's why...
Now I'm really going down the rabbit hole. Like, yeah, I want to know where he would have finished. But yeah, no, it's... Yeah. I agree. I absolutely agree. It's just, it's one of those we'll never knows, sure. but like... And here's the thing. He won't have the counting stats this year either.
No, he's missed.
It'll all be
games.
Extrapolation. Let's just say he misses the six games. It's just like, okay, we had 11 games and he ordered seven. He had 70 yards a game. And what would that have been in 17 games? But he actually only has 800 yards receiving. And do we trust it? Hey, Rashee, we can't totally trust that you're going to be that guy for 17 games a year. So, and you've already had a major injury in the NFL. So
that's just part of something that he has to deal with because of what's happened.
They're in a fantastic negotiating spot, in my opinion. To get him on a cheap deal. Like, they just are.
Look, I hope we're sitting here in February saying, man, I hope they get a deal done. That means he stayed out of trouble, and it means he had a great year. You know, I hope that's the conversation we're having in February and March. If we're not, it means he either got hurt, some other trouble, or the numbers were just very underwhelming.
Yep. Because it can go the other way, too, and then it's like, we drafted Xavier Worthy, too, so if you're not to pay Rashee Rice.
I just think this offense very clearly goes through Rashee Rice. Very clear. Even with Travis Kelce slimmed down and looking fresh and all this, this is a Rashee Rice, an offense that runs through Rashee Rice.
The weird part is, like, because Kelce's nearing the end of his career, whether it's this year, next year, whatever. I think it's probably this year, but it could be next year. And you decide not to sign Rashee Rice. Well, then next year's first-round pick has to be a wide receiver again. Or you're like, you're right back in the same boat. Better be back in the wide receiver drafting game because... Now all you got is Xavier Worthy.
They
and
should
a
draft one
rounder.
Next. They should draft one next year anyway.
Probably in like
for
a third
sure,
or fourth
but I mean,
round,
like
yeah.
it's way higher on the drafted list if they're deciding not to move forward with a long term extension with Rashee Rice.
If Rashard Smith doesn't work out, I know you guys talked. You guys touched on it earlier. If he doesn't work out, they have to take a running back maybe in the first round.
They won't take a running back in the first
30
round.
30 or 32, like it's got to be.
I don't believe they will
or second
take a
round, whatever the case is.
In the first round,
they have to take one in the first two rounds. Then
he'll
that,
never
for
take
that
one
case.
In the first one again. I just.
And you can say, like, you know, you don't let a past decision impact a future one in, like, regards to that. But, man,
Unless it was, like, Jameer Gibbs or whoever, which they're not going to be drafting that high anyways.
There's not, like, it's way too far out to predict who the running backs are anyway. But there's no way they're taking a running back in the first round next year. No chance. No chance.
I gotta say, I was surprised by the number of wide receivers that didn't have more than 1,200 yards, considering it's a 17-game season. I was 1,225.
Who were the five or six?
1,225 would have made him the seventh highest leading wide receiver in the NFL. And again, he didn't finish the fourth.
And
game.
I'm assuming so. Like Jefferson, Chase, who
Brian
else? Was
Thomas,
there? Brian Thomas,
Drake London, Amon Ross, St. Brown, and Jerry Jeudy, who was just
Jerry
a like
Jeudy. Okay.
They didn't have anyone else to throw to. Man, he's just a target monster. He would have been ahead of Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey, like some names
Tyreek
that you were
Hill.
Familiar with last year. AJ Brown, he would have. He'd have been better
Pittman,
than all of those guys last year from a yardage perspective, which is kind of crazy.
All right, up next, we'll get a quick what's trending, and then our conversation we had earlier with Nate Taylor from ESPN about Rashee Rice's looming suspension and the news today that he's going to be available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Week one.
What's trending?
Number one on what's trending, the news from Adam Schefter earlier today that Rashee Rice will have a disciplinary hearing September 30th at the league offices in New York. That'll be with Roger Goodell and other representatives of the NFL, plus maybe some of his representation as well, to determine, hey, what really went on? Here's the fallback. Here's what we've heard from victims, perhaps. And what's that suspension going to look like? And they'll argue back and forth. It doesn't mean a suspension is going to happen that next week. That's the tricky thing. It could still be weeks after the hearing before they make a decision. Sure. But obviously this means that Rashee Rice is going to be available week one in Brazil when the Chiefs take on the Chargers. We talked with Nate Taylor about this. You're going to hear our conversation with our Chiefs insider from ESPN right after What's Trending.
Next up on What's Trending, the Royals off today, but we'll be back in action tomorrow, starting a three-game set against the Chicago White Sox. Came up short in their attempt to sweep the Washington Nationals as they gave up 5 runs in the first inning. Seth Lugo gave up 7 all told. Good come from behind. I mean, this team's always had fight. I'll give them that. They don't just like give up on games, even games that seem lost, but came up short. Carlos Estevez let him down in the 9th. Lugo let him down in the early part of the game, and they stranded, based on my rudimentary count, 80 runners in that game yesterday. I mean, it felt like 80 runners. It certainly wasn't, but multiple double plays with guys on base, had some chances late, just couldn't quite get it done against the Nationals. They'll take on the White Sox tomorrow.
Number three on What's Trending, the NBA did approve the sale of the Boston Celtics to Bill Chisholm for a record-setting $6.1 billion, the largest sale for an American professional sports team we've ever seen. Obviously, there's some other ones that might happen somewhat soon. Talking about the Lakers when that becomes official. The Twins, by the way, announced yesterday they are not selling. You see that update? Twins fans are not happy. Twins fans are not happy that the family decided just to welcome in new partners instead of fully selling the team after the Twins went through the fire sale.
Yeah, which we all assumed was to sell the team, but apparently it was just to make more money. Twins totally caved on this year. Next up on What's Trending, the NFL can now be put on trial over civil claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches faced discrimination. A federal appeals court ruled on Thursday that there was, their quote, insurmountable flaws with the league's arbitration process that would prevent Commissioner Roger Goodell to serve as an arbiter in those decisions. This is one of two cases this week that have progressed in the court system. John Gruden's against the NFL, and now Brian Flores is against the NFL, are both progressing through the courts.
Lastly on What's Trending, don't forget our Red Roundtable here on 96.5 The Fan is coming up at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 29th. The roundtable's with Mitch Holthus and Danian Hughes. Friday, August 29th, 6 o'clock start there at Hollywood. It's free and open to the public. You must be 21 or older to enter. Fun Q&A plus a meet and greet with Mitch and Danian afterwards as well. All right, let's get back to the Rashee Rice situation, as we had Nate Taylor call into the show, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. We wanted to get his perspective. What is he hearing, and what was his reaction to the news that Rice will have a disciplinary hearing with the NFL September 30th?
Yes, this is a surprise for a couple reasons. Really quick, Rashee Rice must have some of the greatest lawyers that money can buy. Because normally, and again, we saw what happened. I don't know if you guys mentioned this. We saw what happened with Jordan Addison for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat similar situation. He's already been suspended. Now, each situation is different. So Rashee has made it clear that he wants to play. He wants to start the season in uniform for the Chiefs. His lawyers have essentially accomplished that. The players' union has essentially accomplished that. And I think the second reason why this is surprising, too, is this comes at this point in the lead up to opening night in Brazil against the Chargers. We have now concluded training camp, and now the Chiefs have 3 weeks to really prepare for what their offense is going to look like with Josh Simmons at left tackle, right? With Kingsley, we presume, at left guard. Now you know you have your full complement of receivers. I don't think we're going to see Hollywood Brown, guys, until the Chiefs are in Brazil. So you have the actual offense on paper potentially being on the field against the Chargers, which has to infuriate their AFC West rival, because we know the Chargers have more injuries right now. Obviously, they're not going to have Rashawn Slater, one of their best pass protectors in the game. But for the Chiefs and for Patrick Mahomes specifically, okay, I know I have my revamped offensive line. I have my number one receiver in Rashee Rice. I still got Travis Kelce, who's looked very good in training camp. And now we have everybody in their proper role. Hey, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be our possession receiver. We know what Xavier Worthy can do on the deep ball. Hey, I might have Tyquan Thornton for a couple snaps just to see if he can win one-on-one based on what he's shown in training camp in the preseason. And then, of course, you know, I still have Jalen Royals. I still have Hollywood Brown and what limited role he'll have on opening night. This gives the Chiefs plenty of time to really be prepared and be ready to go on opening night against the Chargers, because they now know Rashee Rice will be in uniform.
Nate, one of the things Cody and I were going back and forth on, trying to just talk, you know, kind of talk out the situation a little bit, was we know if there's an on-field incident that a player can appeal and it prompts a disciplinary hearing. With what you're saying, obviously this is an off-the-field incident. You believe this is something the Chiefs and or Rashee Rice actually wanted? They wanted this pushback?
This is what Rashee Rice wanted.
Okay.
Is the way I'm reading this. Based on all the conversations I had. And again, I think the players' union is trying its best, given their situation.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trying their best to do right by a client where, hey, now the question, you know, okay, we know he's going to be there on September, right? For all the games September. Hey, four games, you know, I think the Chiefs are thrilled with this development. Obviously, this is what Rashee Rice wanted. Now, you have to think about this. The NFL knows that just because this occurs now means they themselves, as an organization, as its own investigation, and I want to make that very clear, the NFL obviously knows what happened from a legal standpoint, from what has gone on in Dallas, but the NFL will do its own investigation once the legal situation is resolved. That, of course, we knew recurred right before training camp. So the NFL itself has until September 30th to do as much investigating about Rashee Rice and about what happened and the injuries to the people that were hurt in this multi-car accident in broad freaking daylight on Easter weekend in 2024. They will have all this time to do their own investigation so that they can present all their evidence in terms of what Roger Goodell wants to do from a decision standpoint on what the suspension is. Now, if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, you're going, okay, well, if they have until September 30th to do that, well, what does that mean? Well, can you build out a case to where you say, hey, this is why it's six games. This is why it has to be six games. Do not appeal. Do not stop us. Take the suspension now. You know, thankfully, for your own financial purposes, you got four game checks to start handling some of these legal fees, right? So I think that's what the NFL is probably, as best as I can understand, that's their view of this as well. Okay, if we concede September, we have enough time to say, hey, this is why moving forward, using you as an example, this is going to be a six game, regardless of how much goodwill you've done between, you know, the incident occurring and where we are now on this day. So I think the NFL will have its case ready to go, you would assume, by September 30th.
I hope so.
If you're the Chiefs, you're like, hey, I just looked at the calendar, fellas. It's very easy for anybody to do. I just wrote this for ESPN.com alongside Adam Schefter. If everything goes the way the Chiefs want, Rashee Rice will get a four-game suspension, which means he would be eligible to return on November 2nd against the Buffalo Bills right before their bye week. The NFL, if they say it's six games, that means you're going to have to miss all that time, the bye week, the next game, and then you come back in the middle of November, which obviously means you're going to have a little bit less of a run-up to get Rashee Rice ready to go for postseason time, we all assume.
Nate, is this a more complicated case than the NFL is typically handling because of the jail time thing? Is that what's throwing it off? Because they've obviously had people who sped, had people who got in accidents. Hell, Jordan Addison, right, just pled to a lesser DUI charge. They've had other players plead to DUI charges. This doesn't, on its ground, seem way different than other traffic infractions that cause problems other than the jail time. That seems, is that a hang-up for the NFL? Is that some part of where the six games maybe comes in play?
I guess you could, I think that's a fair assumption, right? I think you can say, hey, that's got to be a variable into this that is unusual compared to most cases like you just mentioned. So if we know he's got some 30 days, is he going to fulfill his probation? Well, kids, his probation's 5 years, right? Theoretically. Now, obviously, that could be reduced down. Who knows what happens in the future? But again, as of right now, 30 days in jail or house arrest, however you want to divvy it up, you're going to do community service. And who knows? Who knows how long the probation is? But at least the probation is going to be at least, what, a couple years, one would presume?
Yeah, I think so.
But again, considering Rashee Rice's legal team, I don't know, guys. I guess you could say that. But again, for the NFL, who's talking to the NFL? That becomes the question now between us talking at this very moment and when Rashee Rice enters the league's offices on September 30th. Hey, who have we talked to? What have they said? Hey, if you decline to talk to us now, hey, let's just see how you want to chat with us after week two. When Rashee Rice may have had like a touchdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, remember he did bodily harm to you, not life threatening, but you could argue that. Do you want to talk to us now? Do you want to, you know, like how many times can the investigator or investigators, depending on how much the league, you know, can use its resources to get people to talk about Rashee and how he's been since the accident, what it was like that day in particular. Again, ladies and gentlemen, he's on camera leaving the car. So if I can say that out loud, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, hey, what did you see? You were there. What do you remember? What was it like in the hospital? Like, all these questions are valid. And so it gives themselves a little bit more time. And because he's going to serve 30 days in some capacity, even though you're a first-time offender, that's a pretty big first-time offense, even still, from most guys who don't have to do jail time.
Nate, I guess there's a question I have that's opposite this, like where I understand Rashee Rice is pushing for this because he's trying to stay on the field for at least the early part of the season, and that the NFL would probably prefer. Are you surprised that Andy's cool with this, I guess? Andy seems like the kind of guy who'd want it out of the way and then everything to be normal the rest of the time. Versus, let's have Rashee Rice, then not have Rashee Rice, then have Rashee Rice. It seems like he would prefer it just be done and then move on. Is Andy not any part of this decision-making?
Well, wouldn't you know, kids, some things have changed over the last few years. I'm so glad you mentioned this, Cody, because if you would have told me in like 2019, 2020, yes, this would be his standard, you know, stamping in approval, just get it out of the way. But I'm going to bring a couple examples. The Chiefs signed Charles Omenihu knowing he was likely going to be suspended because of his own, domestic situation January prior to him returning to the team. They still signed him, came back in the middle of the year, obviously made impactful plays in the postseason to lead them for the Super Bowl. Everyone has said this. I shouldn't say everyone, but I know some fans have reached out to me and said, hey, could this be similar? And I didn't know at the time, but we got a much better answer now. Could this be like Willie Gay? Hey, and this was handled better, I think, publicly from both sides than the Willie Gay situation, which is, hey, this thing also happened in like late season, postseason time. Okay, when does it get adjudicated? When does it get cleared, you know, legally? What do the parties agree to? And then tick, 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 tick. Yeah, it's four games in October. Well, the Chiefs knew that before the public did, before the league had to announce it. But, hey, Willie Gay came back. Guess what happened, kids? Played really well, was an impactful player. They won the Super Bowl. I think Andy understands for Rasheed's own world, he would like to go back to playing football to get some level of normalcy. If we can offer him that, and, you know, Andy has no say in this, of course, but understandably, if we can offer him that and he can come back and he can be with the team and he can be successful and he can see the full circle of, hey, man, what you lost based on the injury, what you lost financially, like all these things will better serve you in terms of actually when he tells us, hey, I think he's actually learned something. So, hey, let's see this next phase of it. You know, let's see you perform well. Glad to have you back. Obviously, you're going to take some suspension. Hey, it is your prerogative to have your legal team, you know, argue your case to give you as much time before you have to serve a suspension, which, again, everyone I talk to still says, yes, he's going to be suspended. It's just you're doing the legal process now with the NFL's in which you can have the time to actually perform on the field for a little bit and get back to being get a slice of what you hope your NFL career and your life will be before you have to do the suspension. I think Andy Reid's okay with that just because he's gone through this with a few other guys. And based on the injury, based on the financials of it all, hey, the Chiefs need to evaluate him too. I think that's a big thing. They would like to evaluate him in the early part of the season. Hey, how does he handle the suspension? Hey, how does he perform when he comes back from the suspension towards the postseason? Because guess what, kids? Next spring,
yeah,
we can actually have some conversation about an extension, and we would like to see how you handled every little piece along the way so that we can go to the negotiation table and say, okay, here's what the organization feels comfortable with based on what we saw you do the entire calendar year from last spring to this spring.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, who's also featured on the Kingdom documentary that's coming out tonight. I did have a chance to, so did Cody, to watch a couple episodes. Nate, you're prominently featured, my man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a surprise. It was a shock to me.
They got your wrong workplace now. Yeah, they should change the supers.
They have your prior employer, but it's okay.
Yeah. I think Holly said the same thing. She was like, Why does it still say The Athletic? I said, well, babe, at the time when they interviewed me,
yeah,
I was working for The Athletic.
Fair enough.
So again, you know, it's nice for The Athletic to have that too. It's like our last voyage together. It's really cool. But thank you for mentioning that, and I hope people enjoy it because it's for you guys. Like, it's for anyone listening right now. Like, the Kingdom is for you. I think Chiefs fans will learn quite a bit. And, yeah, it was cool to be a part of it.
So that was Nate Taylor earlier with us today at the end there talking about the Kingdom documentary. I know a lot of people are fired up for that tonight. The first two episodes are on ESPN. And then if you want to watch the final four, that's on Disney Plus. You and I have watched the first couple of episodes. And as we said, we don't want to spoil things. There's some things that we just know happen because we all watched last season. But if you're a diehard Chiefs fan, you are going to love it. The first two episodes, the first one in particular, is a lot about the history and going back to Lamar Hunt and what he brought to the NFL, all his ideas, so many things. And I know a lot of this we knew already, but so many things he did in the AFL, they took over and used in the NFL and stuff that today, like the fact that we have the end zones painted are because of Lamar Hunt, like little things like that to make it a much better experience because of Lamar Hunt. And I know a lot of Chiefs fans have known that, but it reminds you of some of that. There were a few things I told you about the team archives. Like, I don't want to spoil the exact situation, but like where the archives are at and what they did with them in this documentary are very cool. I thought how
they've got some of the players on a tour to see some of them, including Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
And then you guys have seen the clips by now. I mean, Andy Reid got emotional in episode 2. Very emotional. We don't see Andy cry ever. I don't think ever. So
covered him a long time. I can't remember a moment.
And so it's very well done, first and foremost. I'm excited for the opportunity. I haven't watched episode 5 and 6, but that's more about the Super Bowl and the loss and the aftermath and handling that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But these first two, if you're nostalgic about the Chiefs and if you love the history of the team and also some background also once again about Brett Veach and the draft process with Mahomes and things like that, you're going to absolutely love it.
I will say, as it relates to the stuff, there is still a Rashee Rice's potential suspension, whenever that may take place. There is still some reporting saying that they could, you know, reach an agreement before those earlier, four games. Okay. So like it's, I don't know, man, it's still just hanging in there. I was going back through and dead set trying to reread. Sue L. Robinson is the person who will handle this decision on the 30th if she goes before the committee. You're like, does that name sound kind of familiar? It should, because it is the name of the person who handled Deshaun Watson's case. She was the arbiter in charge of that. At the time, you remember, she had said, there's no way to not view this as a violent act and all this other stuff. But what I couldn't remember when I was trying to look up, honestly, was she the one who said it should have been less games? Because remember at the time, Gold, there was someone said 6, someone said full season, and it seemed like they kind of settled on 10 or 11 or whatever it was games in the middle. So I was trying to see if she like came down hard, as in she thought it should have been a year.
But, isn't this what's a little annoying is that, so we have this hearing September 30th, but then now it's like, well, they could still reach a settlement before then. So you're still up in the air. I think what we know is he's probably available week 1, right? Or we still think there's a chance that this gets settled before then, because that's what's annoying. If you're the Chiefs too, you're trying, as much as Rashee Rice wanted, according to Nate Taylor, basically wanted this to get pushed back beyond and play week 1, at some point you're completely in limbo. Now maybe the Chiefs have way more knowledge on this obviously than we all do publicly about a potential timeline and how likely a settlement is versus the hearing, because could we still be waking up after the game in Brazil and find out he's suspended starting week 2?
Yes, is the answer to that question. But here's the other part that I really find kind of interesting in it is his took, and I'm assuming it's probably going to be a little bit less. His took 3 days of hearings with her in order
Deshaun
to
get Watson's
the process. Deshaun Watson's took 3 days of hearings. So look, Rashee Rice's case is probably quite a bit less complicated than what we're talking about, just from like a legal sense of things. But then Deshaun Watson's suspension wasn't announced for another 3 weeks or something. Now, that was an off-season meeting with Sue L. Robinson that took place in June. And then in August, so it was more than that. Mm-hmm. In August, I think it was his suspension was announced. So like a month and a half. I don't assume there is no, and I looked it up, there is no guideline for her or timeline she has to make the decision in. As in, they could meet on the 30th in September, and she could render her decision a month later. Now, I'm assuming they would expedite it, but there is no rules in place to do that, I guess.
We were trying to figure out the timeline. So the timeline, so she's actually, what I'm reading is accurate.
Yeah.
She's the initial person that gave 5 or 6, whatever that initial one.
So she was a little softer.
And then they appealed up.
The NFL appealed up.
This is from Sports Illustrated from a couple years ago.
That's the part I wasn't sure.
If that is accurate, this is from SI from, I don't know if that's it, 2022. So
it was.
It sounds like that.
Okay,
that's
so
what it,
like
I'm just
if
basing
anything,
it off of what I'm reading on
maybe
here.
Maybe that's part of the appeal for Rashee Rice. The idea that she wasn't, like, that's a slap on the wrist is what she gave. Like, if they had just gone by her ruling, she gave him a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Considering the allegations against him. And so, we'll see. I don't know. Sometime between now and September 30th, I guess we'll get more information.
The Rashee Rice situation just drags on a little bit more. All right, a lot tomorrow coming up on the show that we didn't get to, frankly, that we had planned for the show today. We'll also have Joshua Briscoe joining us. We'll get his perspective on all of this. We'll talk more about the documentary release tonight, because I'm going to try to watch 1 or 2 more episodes to get us to episode 4.
We'll just preview the first 2 tomorrow, probably.
Okay.
That way, because everybody else hasn't had a chance to watch.
But everybody has, at least as of tonight, everybody has access to all 6.
They might have 4 hours to get through four episodes.
Someone can binge all night.
They might.
There will be somebody that does for sure. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The Drive is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.